You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The devil is destroying many families, but God promises you strength to fight off this evil one.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord, you established the sacred institution of marriage. Through your commandments, you have set safeguards around the family and the home. In these days, O Lord, the devil is trying desperately to cause family disharmony, to ruin marriages and to break up homes. Grant devil-defeating strength to households and family members now struggling with Satan. Enable all who turn to you in sincere repentance with the sin-destroying power found only in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Families today, O Lord, need your power and your strength. Grant it to them in Jesus' intercessory name we pray. Amen. Today's children are the first generation in history who think that divorce and separation are a normal part of family life. This frightening observation was made by a sociologist from Johns Hopkins University. It was a part of a major cover story published by U.S. News and World Report in the magazine's attempt to expose some of the perils and problems families are now facing. These professional observations are indeed interesting and informative, but most families today do not need to be told that having a harmonious family is one of the greatest struggles of our generation. Friction and fighting among children abound. Tension and arguments between husbands and wives are all too frequent. And a growing number of family members are more comfortable in being out with their friends than at home with family members. In reaction to this social confusion, numerous studies and surveys have been conducted. Dozens of theories now exist, trying to explain the recent increase in family problems. But God, in His Word, does not speculate. He does not hesitate to expose the real cause. In the Bible, Ephesians chapter 6, we read, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the evil rulers, against the demonic powers, against the world forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." Let no one be mistaken. The cause of evil and confusion in our lives and in our families is clear evidence that the devil is busy at work. But this does not mean that parents or children are innocent. Husbands and wives, sons and daughters, frequently permit the devil to use them or to control their lives. Husbands neglect wives. Wives provoke husbands, children rebel toward parents, and parents provoke their children. This is sin. It displeases God, and God warns that He will punish all who do not turn from their wicked habits. Our Lord speaks to all of us when He says in Romans chapter 12, "Don't allow yourself to be overpowered by evil. Take the offensive," the Bible points out, "and overpower evil with good." But for you and me to try to fight the devil with our own power is totally ridiculous. Such a contest against the devil and all his evil angels reflects arrogant suicide. The belief that a person could possibly defeat or even effectively challenge the devil through human power is as ridiculous as one soldier challenging an entire army. But the abiding presence and powerful promises of God change everything. Inevitable defeat becomes certain victory. In the strength of the Lord is our help. In the strength of the Lord is help for your household. As you consider your family with its daily needs, the perplexing problems, and the seemingly impossible challenges, and even if you are at the point of giving up, take comfort and be encouraged by God's promise found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. The Lord is faithful, the Bible points out, and He will protect you from the evil one. The devil may tempt you to provoke your spouse. Satan may encourage you to disobey your parents. Or the devil may try to persuade you to hold a grudge toward a family member. Whenever this happens, don't ever feel that you are helpless and that you have no choice. Instead, by unwavering faith in Jesus Christ, through Him who has defeated death and the devil, confidently repeat the words of the Savior, "Get behind me, Satan! You are a stumbling block to me." Live each day with the memory of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Always remember that the decisive struggle between good and evil, which speaks also to the future of your family, took place on the cross of Calvary where Jesus died. Before His death, Jesus prophesied that this, the greatest of all battles between good and evil, would certainly take place. Jesus pointedly told His disciples, and I quote, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be killed." When Jesus on the cross bowed His head and died, some of those who watched the bloody crucifixion were saddened. But they reacted too soon. They thought that Jesus, the miracle worker and healer of the sick, was gone forever. But they were in for a surprise, the greatest of all surprises. Jesus was not defeated or conquered by the devil. Death had no power over Him. His body saw no corruption. On the third day, Jesus was raised from the dead. When the mourners went to the tomb of Jesus, an angel met them. The angel said, "Jesus is not here. He has risen." "Remember," the angel said, "how Jesus spoke to you while He was still with you in Galilee?" The Bible points out that the whole thing, the crucifixion, the burial, the empty tomb, now made more sense to the teary-eyed and broken-hearted followers of the Savior. The Bible points out that at that moment, they remembered His words. Yes, the picture now became much more clear. At the tomb, the angel reminded the followers of Jesus that the Savior had told them, and I quote, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful man and be crucified, and the third day rise again." This is the key to everything, the resurrection. The devil tried to defeat Jesus, but he lost. The devil tries to defeat us and to destroy our families. But when we live in Christ, we can live with the confidence that the devil, with all his tricks, will never destroy us or our families. God may allow Satan to cause us many problems and to give our families numerous challenges. But through faith in Jesus Christ, the ultimate victory is ours because we live in Jesus. Yes, greater is He who is in us and in all Christian families than he who is in the world. Don't ever hesitate to rely on God's promises of protection. St. Paul reminds us, "He who did not spare His own Son, will He not also freely give us all things?" This includes protection for our family, blessings for our loved ones, strength in times of trial, and encouragement for difficult times. For generations, it has remained one of the basic teachings of the Bible that God's special guidance, strength, and protection is given to all those who love Him. This special blessing is provided to those who are connected to God by faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. This connection between you and the power of God through Jesus is not some emotional feeling. It is not merely intellectual. It is not based on some idea developed by man. This life-saving connection is grounded in God's promise to you, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." This beautiful and gracious connection takes place as described in Romans chapter 6, and I quote, "We have been buried with Christ by baptism into death. And through this connection, we not only have the assurance of strength to fight the devil, but we also look forward to the certainty of eternal life in heaven. For if we have become united with Christ in the likeness of His death," the Bible points out, "certainly we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection." Devil-defeating strength from the Lord Jesus Christ is more than mere positive thinking. It is more than an outward reform of one's life. It is a strength resulting from being spiritually bonded by God to the power of Jesus Christ and His resurrection. In some instances, parents try hard to overcome their family problems by establishing new rules or by dictating certain things to various family members. Their intentions may be good, and guidelines in the home are always helpful. But without Jesus Christ as the motivation of the heart, the rules are of less value. Jesus explained this by describing the superficial reform movements of a nation. The idols were removed, but unfortunately, they were replaced by more superficial Pharisaic religion. This was no improvement. The phony religion did no good. It had no power to stave off the devil. The devil came back to rule in a place which outwardly appeared clean and orderly and religious. Listen as I read the words of Jesus directly from the Bible, and I quote, "When the evil spirit goes out of a man, it wanders through waterless places, looking for rest and never finding it. Then the devil says, 'I will go back to my house from which I came.' The devil arrives and finds the home unoccupied, but cleaned and all in order. The devil then goes and collects seven other spirits more evil than itself to keep it company. They go in and make themselves at home. The last state of the man, Jesus said, is worse than the first, and that is just what will happen to this evil generation. This can also happen to your home. According to the Bible, it is dangerous to merely straighten up your household and to make it look religious without establishing God as the head of the home and without making Christ the center of all your family activities. If you try to add just a little phony religious paint to your home, you are actually preparing your home to be conveniently occupied and ultimately destroyed by the devil." Let's be honest. Every household needs some guidelines to live by. But as these guidelines are lived out, there must also be the love and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Within the walls of your home, the cleansing, healing, and strengthening Spirit of God must be in control if your family is to survive. The Word of God, His changeless will, and His beautiful love must be heard regularly in family devotions. Family members must learn the precious habits of seeking God's help and forgiveness through their mealtime and bedtime prayers. When misunderstandings occur in homes, open admission of guilt and a willingness to say, "I'm sorry," should flow naturally. Then the devil will not have the run of your home. Then the prince of this world will not be able to move into your dwelling and to destroy your family. The subject we have today is not an easy one to discuss. It is uncomfortable because so many of us are involved. But it is something we cannot avoid. Major magazines such as Time, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, Maclean's, and others have published extensive articles on this growing problem. Large sections of evening national news broadcasts have been devoted to the situation. The challenge of today's family is great, and it will become even greater. But God does not want us to panic or to give up. Through His Son, Jesus Christ, God has provided a power which will ultimately triumph over the devil and all his family-destroying tactics. No, don't try to go it alone. Get to know the God of the Bible today, especially His love, His forgiveness, His grace, and His strength to fight temptations. Join a church where the Bible is preached and where you and your family can receive help from other Christians. Your body needs food to remain strong in its fight against disease. And your soul and your entire family needs the Word of God, the spiritual bread of life, to live by and to fight off the temptations of the devil. Live today and every day with a biblical promise that the Lord is faithful and He will strengthen you and protect you and your family. Amen.